everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Excited about what's happening. Don't forget about daylight savings time. Oh, man. Why can't we get rid of this? I am so screwed up for like a week after this stupid spring forward, fall back. Daylight savings time is about to end. The extra hour of sleep actually tanks productivity, energy levels, and motivation. Managers and corner office holders, don't be surprised if your team productivity levels are a little off. Daylight savings time is just around the corner. As the leaves begin to fall, the air gets more crisp. The United States is less than a couple of weeks away from when the clocks fall back. We gain an extra hour of sleep. But however, through research, shows that most of us actually lose sleep. Daylight savings time will end for the year on Sunday, November 2nd. So on Saturday night, November 1st, at 2 a.m., your clocks go back an hour. That means you get to sleep another hour before you have to get up to go to church. The change disrupts our internal systems. Those internal systems drive focus and productivity. Workers may find it a little harder to concentrate thanks to the clock changes. Changes in sleep schedules can have a big impact on our ability to concentrate or perform at peak levels. Even when we feel like we're gaining an hour to sleep in, there's different opinions about it. Dr. Spires from the Sleep Institute says, for the first few days, don't be surprised if you actually find it a little harder to concentrate or think clearly. It might lead to a slight dip in productivity, but don't panic. There have been calls from President Trump and many others to get rid of the clock change. However, it's still in season across most of the states. Where did it come from? Daylight savings time. When did we start doing it? Well, it was implemented as an energy saving effort back in the early 1900s. During World War I and again in World War II. However, it's now criticized due to its impact on public health safety. To cope with the effects of daylight savings clock changes, Dr. Granger has some tips to make the workplace more palatable. Try to adapt to it as soon as possible. The good news is people and our brains are very adaptable. While we can't reset the clocks in our brains as quickly as our watches, cell phones, or clocks in our homes, it usually doesn't take long for natural rhythms to begin to align in our brain. Settle into your new routine as soon as possible and stick with it even on weekends. Point number two, try to get lots of natural light. Whenever possible, natural light, or at least less harsh fluorescent lighting, can actually help workers adjust quickly. Better office lighting would be especially helpful based on earlier sunsets as well. Point number three, try to be flexible with workers and coworkers. If it's possible, It's a good opportunity to provide a bit more flexibility for workers and their families when it comes to their schedules. Although it may seem like a minor change, just an hour can be disruptive, especially in the short term until everybody realigns. This has major impact on parents as well as children. Well, even though the efforts have been made in Congress to stop this twice annual clock change, the legislation hasn't crossed the finish line yet. Back in March of 2022, the U.S. Senate approved the Sunshine Protection Act unanimously, which would have made daylight savings time, the time we're on right now, permanent. But the effort stalled in the House of Representatives after lawmakers failed to reach consensus. Okay, why? It passes unanimously in the U.S. Senate. And you guys in the House can't get on board with this? Who is donating to your reelection campaign that would cause you to vote no for this? I don't get this. Well, in March of 2025, basically 7 months ago, Donald Trump noted the issue was divided. This should be the easiest one of all. But for some reason, it's a 50-50 issue. A lot of people like it one way, a lot of people like it the other. Well, then, the next month in April, Trump posted that the House and Senate should push hard for more daylight at the end of the day. It's very popular, and most importantly, no more changing of the clocks would be a big inconvenience and actually very costly for our government. Well, despite these efforts, it appears that daylight savings time is here to stay. What do you guys think? Am I wrong in keeping daylight savings time what we're on right now, keep it for the rest of the year? No more changing the clocks back and forth? Well, I think most people would support it. Anybody that says they like changing the clocks and screwing up their sleep cycle a week in the spring and a week in the fall, I'm sorry, but I think it's crazy. One of the things that I've been looking at, Transformation Michigan, Rick Worswack, you've had him on the show many times, has put out this book, Sanctity of Life. They're giving the book away for free. If you would like a copy of this book, which explains in somewhat gruesome details abortion. It's actually a book meant for young people. A young man growing up, becoming an adult, going to be considering dating women, potentially become boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe get engaged, maybe get married down the road. Is this an issue or topic that he's comfortable in talking to these young ladies about? How do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about having children? How do you feel about having a family? Conversely, young women, if they get pregnant while dating, is the boyfriend going to want her to have an abortion? Or perhaps do the right thing and say, let's get married and raise a family. This book again, in some areas of it, very gruesome details, talks about this topic, abortion. Rick has given me a few copies of it. If you would like us here at the radio station to mail you a copy of this book, text me SL. Text me at 231-360-5140, SL, for Sanctity of Life. In that text message, SL at the top, give me your full name, because some of you, I just have you stored by your first name in my phone. Text me your full name and your mailing address. We have some padded envelopes. We'll put it in there, and we'll pay for the postage. We send it as media because it is a book, and it saves us a little bit of money with the post office. If you know a young person, especially a young man or a young woman that you think could absolutely benefit from getting this book, text me SL, your full name, your full mailing address, and I'll ship it out to you guys. This information could potentially change their decision to date a certain person. If they have a difference of opinions, the young man would want the woman to have an abortion. Well, maybe that woman shouldn't date him. Again, not just SL, but your full name and your full mailing address. I may have you already stored in my phone. For example, Jim, I have you on Howard Street in Sheboygan. I get it. I know you. I've sent you other stuff. Some people I don't have stored in my phone. So please, 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 SL, your full name, your full mailing address, and we'll ship them out to you. Greatly appreciate that. We have a big event. Want to remind you, text me Kirk or text me Billboard. Kirk is for the event coming up on November 2nd at Liberty Mountain. Billboard is the Charlie Kirk Billboard in Sheboygan. Listener Michelle Durst is sponsoring it, and she's looking for donations to keep it up there in Sheboygan. Kirk for the event, Billboard for the sign. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Democrat U.S. Senator John Fetterman put a post up on his Twitter X account about an hour ago. Shutting down our government causes Americans to lose. 2 million of my Pennsylvanians depend on SNAP programs to feed their families. For me, it's hungry Americans over party. Paying our military over party. Paying our Capitol Police and federal workers over party. Well, I choose country over party. I am going to vote with the Republicans to open the government back up. I urge my fellow Democrat senators to join me and do the same thing. Here's the problem, Senator Fetterman. Your minority leader, Chuck Schumer, is in a political battle for his life, being basically from the same district as AOC, the radical far-left congresswoman from New York. The progressives are pushing her to run for the U.S. Senate to defeat Schumer next year, who's up for re-election. I think he's been in the U.S. Senate for like 80 years. That's a joke. It's time for him to go. But he is a lot more moderate than AOC. AOC is supporting Mamdani, the communist socialist, to be the next mayor of the city of New York. They're taking over the Democrat Party. And actually, I thank God for it. I want them to go farther left. I want all of the communist socialists to get elected as Democrats so that we can prevail next year in the 2026 election. Because what's good for New York is not good for the rest of the country. And after this guy becomes the mayor of New York and implements his policies, there's going to be a mass migration out of the city of New York. He wants to add a 2% surcharge income tax on rich people. Free buses, free food. Wants to take over private sector, privately owned grocery stores and markets in the Bronx and have the government run it and give out free food to people. This will run New York City right into the ground. And then maybe, just maybe, we will get a Republican elected in the next election to undo what this guy's going to do, about ready to do, to the city of New York. This guy's leading hugely over Cuomo. Not even close. This guy is going to become the next mayor of the city of New York. And when he fully destroys that city, its economy, and drives out all the rich people, game over. It's going to take a miracle, good, solid, conservative Republican to come in and fix everything he does to screw up the city. So keep your eye on this race. It's going to be interesting. And let's see how persuasive Fetterman is in getting other Democrats to join him and vote with the Republicans to open the government back up. Got a little meme here by Dave Bundy. Michigan Senate wants to raise hunting fees. They want to turn our highways into a deer theme park. Actually, we need more hunters, not fewer. Pretty sure the deer are thrilled about what the Senate just passed. Well, the good news, Speaker Hall says those bills are not going anywhere. They are dead on arrival. We're not increasing licensing fees here in the state of Michigan. Going to be a very interesting next couple of days in Washington. Both Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune are going to bring up another vote later today to reopen the government. Let's see how this vote turns out. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll continue watching Lansing. Man, a lot of stuff happening. Can't wait for deer season. They go home for 2 weeks and don't have to follow all these stupid bills. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for.